effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Well, he barely got a break this morning, my goodness. Good morning, Glory, and is back with us here at just about 9:17 Eastern, 6:17 Pacific, 7:17 Central, whatever time zone you're in. We're grateful for Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers coming back on the air with us to talk about the crucial issue of a Catholic response to racism. He hosts a regular webinar called Walk by Faith Wednesday. He'll be focusing on that issue of a Catholic response to racism today. And Deacon Harold, I know you're going to be joining us and your beautiful wife next year on the Good News Marriage Cruise. I say we take it now. I need a cruise right now. I could really just, you know, stop the world. I want to get off. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Teresa, as always.
Yeah, well, you're a dear friend and such a big fan of all your great work. And just give me your take as a deacon and as an African-American man on what's going on in our country right now.
There's two things. I think the protests that are happening, the nonviolent, peaceful mm-hmm. protests, is something that definitely needs to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, whatever can be done to raise awareness of this issue, I think is very, very important and crucial if we're going to have an open and honest discussion, a national discussion about what's going on. So I think there's two things. In fact, my two daughters who are in college went to the peaceful protest here in Portland, which is wonderful, because this needs to be spoken about and voices need to be heard. But then there seems to me to be a second group of people that have nothing to do with
right.
this issue, that are just there to literally incite violence. The looting, the vandalism, the destruction of property is sin. It's sinful mm-hmm. action. Let's God call it what it is. It is sinful. Has nothing to do there. That's not the way you honor the memory of George Floyd or any of the other people who have died unjustly. And so we have to separate those two things out. So what I'm going to do later this morning, or at least Pacific time this morning, is talk about a Catholic response. And I think part of the problem is, Teresa, also, is that there's no national moral voice
right.
for this issue right now. So, for example, back, of course, in the 60s, there was Martin Luther King. And
mm-hmm.
He's one of a kind. There's not going to be another Martin Luther King. But I'm asking myself, where is the Martin Luther King-esque voice today? Who was the person speaking with moral authority that people can gather around, that people can rally around and say, yes, this is the person that's going to help, and you know, to focus our attention. This person is going to help us lead the discussion and really make work toward real, sustainable change. You know, to really see the vision that Martin Luther King had for this country. There's no one like that right now at all. And so when you have that dearth and that void in leadership, it opens the door for some of the violence and things that we're seeing in our country today, sadly.
So you're going to be talking about a Catholic. What should our Catholic response be, Deacon, do you think?
So I'm going to talk about that in more detail. What I'm going to do is walk through a little bit of the Church's responses over time to issues of racism. So I'm going to go and just briefly go through some of the Church's teachings by bishops over the years about race, and then I'm going to talk about some practical solutions that we can do. One of the things is we have to go back to the scriptures. You know, we have to see what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that, because that's what I've been trying to tell people. Because I think what's happening out there right now is that people don't know who they are. John Paul II said, "Be who you are." Well, if you don't know who you are, that's where all the issues comes in, starting with the way that police officer treated George Floyd, and then continuing with these violent reactions.
Well, let me say something about that, Teresa.
Yeah.
I was in law enforcement for 23 years.
Yep.
In fact, for between 2002 and 2008, I served in a governor-appointed position on the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training in the state of Oregon. That's the agency that oversees the training of all police officers, as well as firefighters, corrections officers, parole, probation, and correction for the entire state of Oregon. And, in fact, the last year, I served as chair of the board. So I am intimately knowledgeable about the training of police officers. And having worked in the field myself, I've had to fight with people and I've had to put people on the ground. I've had to restrain people. And I am telling you, there is no police agency anywhere that ever teaches a technique of kneeling on someone's neck. That is reprehensible. I mean, Mr. Floyd was killed. There's no, let's call it what it is. He was, there is no, and I was appalled. I'm looking at that going, what? And first of all, what were these other officers thinking?
Well, that's my question. They're all watching? Nobody's
all
doing anything?
That makes no sense.
Right, yeah.
So there are techniques that you employ in order to keep the person safe, to keep yourself safe as an officer, and to protect those that might be affected by this person. But once the person is handcuffed and is secure and is under control, all of that stops.
That's what I thought. He was already handcuffed. What is going on?
So you have to ask. So the question has to be asked. It's not just a matter of improper use of a police technique. There's something deeper going on here. I think that's what the anger, and which was boiling up for quite some time now. There was also the young woman. Who the police raided her house. It was in the wrong house.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Shot her.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what is going on here? And so I think what I'm going to address from a Catholic perspective is the deeper issue of race, which I think in a lot of ways is woven into the fabric of our culture. I mean, when you have a Supreme Court decision in 1850...
Oops, Deacon, are you there? Oop, I think we lost connection with Deacon. We'll have to reconnect with him. He's... coming to us from Portland, Oregon. Let's open up the phone lines. I have about 2 minutes left. 877-573-7825. We'll reconnect with Deacon Harold in just a second. Probably go into the break and reconnect with him during the break. 877-573-7825. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers is joining us, and he's talking about the issue of racism and how Catholics should respond. He is doing actually a weekly webinar entitled Walk by Faith Wednesday, and specifically today, that will be his topic. And so if you don't get your questions addressed this morning with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, please tune in, because it's going to be very, very valuable for all of us. It's coming up at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern time. And we get him back, he will tell us how we can register for it. Again, the number to call in, we have Paul from Buffalo, Annette from Port Huron, Michigan. Deacon, are you there?
I'm here.
You know who doesn't want us talking about this.
See?
Right?
And same thing happened yesterday on Al Cresta's show. You know, for no reason. I mean, I use the Comrex every day for Morning Glory. No problems at all. But when I talk about this issue, bam.
Yeah.
Issues,
mm-hmm. Right? Coinky-dink? I think not. Okay, so we're going into the break. But just explain to me, and our listeners are wondering, how do they register for this webinar?
No, there's no register. I'm just streaming live to my YouTube channel. Just go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Just all my name spelled out, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, and you can just watch it for free. And if you can't catch it, it'll be archived there afterward.
All right, and you do these every week, but today specifically you're going to be talking about how Catholics should respond to racism.
Correct? Yes, correct.
Right. We do have some calls, but we'll get to them right after the break. As I mentioned, we have Paul from Buffalo, New York, and Annette from Port Huron, Michigan. If you have a question for Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers and his webinar topic for today, which is how Catholics can respond and should respond to racism, 877-573-7825. It is a Wednesday. Good to be with you. We'll be right back. Catholic Connection, 28 minutes past the hour. Thanks for your calls and your patience chatting with our dear, dear friend and fellow Catholic radio host here on EWTN, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. You see him and hear him on EWTN on a regular basis. His many books, and he is probably one of the most sought-after speakers out there as well. 877-573-7825. Wanted to let you know about a very important webinar he's doing today. Again, Deacon, if people are just tuning in, where can we find it and what time?
Yeah, I'm going to be streaming it live to my YouTube channel, so you can just go to youtube.com/my full name spelled out, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Going to be streaming live there at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 o'clock Central and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you can't watch it live, fine. It'll be archived there, and you can find it there anytime.
All right, let's go to the phones and shuffle off to Buffalo, as they say. Paul calling from Buffalo, New York on line one. Hey, Paul, what's your question for Deacon Harold?
Hello, good morning, Teresa and Deacon Harold. Yeah, this morning I sent an email to the show, and you guys read it. It's about having processions in the streets for peaceful protest. And, you know, very Catholic procession, and keeping the martyrs in mind and having no fear in doing this. Keep showing, just setting a good example of how Catholics might go about a peaceful protest. And, of course, we would, you know, make it very clear that it's for the injustice done to George Floyd. And also, I just wanted to say, last month I was praying for Deacon Dom, Deacon Harold, and Deacon John during the Pope's intentions all last month.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for praying for the deacons. But, Paul, so your question is, how can we go about getting a Catholic procession for peace? Well, I'm going to let Deacon Harold comment, of course, but one suggestion would be maybe just to start it yourself. And here's why. I was watching the news over the weekend, and one of the positive stories that came out of this was a very peaceful gathering that was held in Minneapolis at the site of where George Floyd lost his life, and it was a woman who just put something on Facebook and said, I just want to do this and honor him and the family. And she had, I guess, several thousand people coming. I think it was in Minneapolis, maybe even in California, but she said, I just feel compelled. I want to do something. So, you know, don't leave it up to maybe somebody else. If this is on your heart, and it obviously is, maybe you can make a suggestion to people in your parish or in your diocese and say, hey, let's do something. Let's pray the rosary. Let's walk. Let's do this. Let's maybe gather after Mass. And don't be afraid to start it up yourself. Deacon Harold, what do you think?
Yeah, and I would add, I think, a Eucharistic procession for two reasons.
Double whammy.
I think one, because Jesus himself was unjustly condemned to death. Remember, Pilate said he could find no wrong. And so to have solidarity with someone who was also unjustly killed, I mean, he died for our sins, we know that. I mean, but legally, they could find no grounds to kill him, and Pilate did so to prevent an insurrection.
And we just lost him again. Deacon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we just lost you again. That's weird. Okay, go ahead.
That's weird. But now that the masses are opening up, we're starting to come back, I'm praying for a Eucharistic renaissance. People have been away from the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, for several months now. And I'm hoping that the love and the desire for receiving Christ again in the Eucharist will start a new fervor and a new a passion for Christ's present body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist. So I think a Eucharistic procession would be a great way to respond to this.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Paul, let us know how it goes, and maybe talk to your pastor, or just make a suggestion and see if you can get that started. Annette in Port Huron, Michigan, what's your question for Deacon Harold? Good morning. Annette,
Hi,
do we have... go ahead, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have two questions for Deacon Harold. And I'm a person who lived in Africa for a year. In fact, with someone I suspect he knows, Father Nicolas Morando, he wasn't there that year, but he belongs to the religious order I was with, and I was teaching English. No, but my questions for the deacon with his law enforcement background are, we're hearing that this policeman had 12 reprimands on his record. Why wasn't he fired by about the third one?
We were just talking about that, and that not twist 12. I saw as many as 17, by the way.
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge Father Morando, my pastor for many, many years, and in fact encouraged me to the diaconate. So I have a very warm place in my heart. Baptized all my children as well, and married us too. Father Nicholas is a very amazing priest. But you know, that's, you know, because I was a police chief for 11 years, and I would not have kept someone on my staff with that many reprimands. It would have been fired a long time ago. But I cannot answer the question for the particular action, why the chief didn't take more stringent action in this case. You have to check with them. I mean, every department, I'm sure, policies are different with regard to disciplines of reprimand. Although I did follow, I tried to follow Jesus' teaching, three times, talk to your brother, then bring witnesses, and then that kind of thing. So I try to give my officers every chance to try to correct action, and I would help them, I would mentor them and encourage them, and if it didn't work out, then it didn't, then they can move on to something else. But I can't answer the question for the acts of this particular chief.
But that's an excellent question, because as you said, Deacon and Annette, there were numerous reprimands and citations that this officer had received. Now, before we go, I do want to mention, especially with your background in law enforcement, your heart must be breaking, because we know that by and large a majority of the police officers and men and women serving out there are doing so because they want to protect and help people. They, you know, they're called to serve and protect. This has got to break your heart in terms of the type of, not just, I don't even want to, tarnish is a very, very mild word, what this does to the reputation of the men and women who are out there risking their lives every day to protect us.
See, and that's why we have to be careful when we use words like institutional racism. You know, racism is a personal sin. And so the institution itself are comprised of people who are sinful, but not everyone in the institution is sinful. So to say the police are racist or the church molests people, you know, whoa, hold on now. There are people in the police who are racist. There are people in the church who molest people. But you can't just broad brush strokes and say it's all this. So we have to be careful. We're talking about personal sin. That is affecting all of us, because we're still dealing not with just personal sin, but also the effects of original sin as well.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time. We only have about a minute left. So again, tell us about the webinar coming up today, Deacon.
Yeah, so the webinar is going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, talking about the Catholic response to racism. It'll be about 50 minutes or so.
There'll be opportunity for questions.
Yeah, people can type in questions in the bar there. I don't want to go too much more than an hour though, but so if people have questions, I'll be happy to address those as well. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if I had you for more time, I'd keep you on for at least an hour, if not more, which means I have to have you back. No, seriously, I really appreciate your background. That's one of the reasons why I wanted you on, not only because being a deacon and someone who's so knowledgeable of scripture and church teaching, but you do have a very unique voice, Deacon Harold, in this particular situation, which is affecting our country greatly because of your understanding of the human person, and especially with your appreciation and training in law enforcement, which is huge, and being an African-American brother in the Lord. Thank you so much for all you do, and I hope you have a gazillion, trillion, bazillion people on the webinar today. I don't even know
if that's
a number, but I hope there's lots of people. Love you much. Stay safe, and we'll be right back. God bless.
Thank you.